We're starting from Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, four lines above the middle wide lines from the word Tana. To recap from last shiur, we're in the middle of a story where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua argued about whether Meiriv is a Rishus or a Chayva, is it an obligatory tefillah or not, and Rabbi Yeshua was kind of put in his place by Rabbi Gamliel for arguing, and ultimately, the people decided that they felt Rabbi Gamliel should be removed from being the Nasi for the way that he treated Rabbi Yeshua. So they brought in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new Nasi. He changed the policy and allowed anybody to come inside the Beis Medrash, unlike Rabbi Gamliel that had guards that made sure only people that were Toichai Kibaroi, that their insides matched their outsides, were able to come in. And there was a huge increase in the Talmidim that now we're learning in the Beis Medrash. So we continue. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Edeyos, Boyabayoyim Nishnes. The Mishnayos of Edeyos that day was written. V'chol hecha da'amrinon, Boyabayoyim. Whenever we find in the Mishnayos the expression on that day, the following was said. That was Hahu Yema Havi. That was referring to this day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Nasi and allowed all the added people into the Beis Medrash. V'lai hoisa halacha shehoisa teluya b'veis ha-medrash, and there was not one halacha that was unresolved in the Beis Medrash shaloi perishua, that wasn't explained and resolved during this period when they had all this added Tamid Chachamim entering the Beis Medrash. The Af Rabbi Gamliel leimana atzmoi mi Beis Hamedrash afilu sha'achas. And even Rabbi Gamliel himself, who was removed from being the Nasi, he stayed in the Beis Medrash. He didn't want to lose out the learning. And the Gemara now brings a raya that Rabbi Gamliel stayed in the Beis Medrash. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, bye bye yoim, on this day, on this period of time when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Nasi, ba Yehuda ger amayni lefnehem beveit hamedrash. A person by the name of Yehuda, who was a convert from Amayn, a ger amayni, came before them in the Beit Hamedrash. Amar lahem, and he said to them, ma ani lavi b'kahal, am I allowed to marry a Jewish woman? Rabbi Gamliel, Aser Atalavi Bikahal. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, you cannot marry a regular Jewish woman. Armale Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua said to the Ger, Mutter Atalavi Bikahal. You in fact can marry into Kal Yisrael, you can marry a Jewish woman. Armale Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel then turned and said to Rabbi Yeshua, how can you permit him to marry into Kal Yisrael? It says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Lo yavai amayni umayavi b'kal Hashem, that the amaynim and the mayavim cannot come into Klal Yisrael. So how can you permit him to marry into Klal Yisrael? He's an amayni. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua responded back, V'chi amaynim mayav b'mekayman yoshvin? Do you think that the people that are now living in Amayn and mayav are those original people that Hashem prohibited from marrying into Klal Yisrael? Kvar olo Sancheirev melech Ashur uval beles kol ha'umais. Sancheirev, the king of Ashur, came and he mixed up and he exiled all the nations to other countries, and the people that are currently in Amayn are not from the original people that weren't allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says, the Osir Gvulois Amim, the Asudaisehem Shreisesi Va'erid Ka'abir Yoishvim, which means, I have removed the boundaries of people and I have plundered their treasures. I have brought down dwellers in strongholds, which means that I removed the boundaries and I brought the people from one country into another country. Now, the Chol de Parish, Miruba Parish. We have a rule that whatever separates is assumed to have separated from the majority. And therefore, if the majority of people are not from the original Amoin, he's allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Amal Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said back to Rabbi Yeshua, V'aloi kvar nemar, but it says, V'acharechein oshev es shvus b'nei Amoin n'um Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to bring back the captives of Amoin. Ukvar shavu, and likely they already returned. The Nevuah already was Neskayim, and therefore they are back in Amoin. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, v'aloi kvar nemar, but it also says in the Pasuk, v'shafti es shvus ami Yisrael, that I'm going to return the captives of the Klal Yisrael, v'dayan le'shavu, and they didn't go back yet. So too, the Amoini people also did not go back yet. Miyad hitiru lave b'kahal. Most of the Chachamim sided with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and they permitted him to marry into Klal Yisrael. The story continues, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel v'hachihave, since this is the way it is, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, and I was incorrect for causing him the tzar, the pain, Ezel v'afsel Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to go and try to appease Rabbi Yeshua. Kimata lebeise, when Rabbi Gamliel came to Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinuhu la'ashiyosa, Deveise de Meshacharon, he saw the walls of the house were black. Amar loy, so Rabbi Gamliel said, Mikoisle beischa, ata nikr shepachami ata. From the walls of your house, it's apparent that you are a blacksmith. Amar loy, Rabbi Yeshua said back, Oy loy ledor sha'ata parnasoi. She'iyata yadea b'tzaren shat medei chachamim, b'mahim misparnasim, uv'mahim nizaynim. Woe is to the generation that you are their leader, that you don't even understand the distress of the medei chachamim, how they provide parnasa for themselves and food. He seems to be saying that if you're surprised about my walls that are black from the job that I do, you seem to be disconnected with the reality of the challenges of Parnassa in our generation. Amaloi, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Na nesi lecha, I caused you pain. Mechoili, please forgive me. Le'ashkach bei. Rabbi Yeshua did not respond to him. He didn't want to forgive him right away. Asei b'shvil kvod Abba, please forgive me in the schus of my father. Which either means his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was one of the Asari Arugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs who were killed by the Romans, or it could be referring to his great-grandfather, who was Hillel. Payes, Rabbi Yeshua, was appeased and forgived him. Amru, when Chachamim saw that Rabbi Yeshua forgave him, Man nezel v'lema lul rabbanon, who's going to go back and tell the Chachamim that Rabbi Yeshua forgave Rabbi Gamliel? Amar lo hokoyves, a person who was a laundryman said, Ana ezilna, I will go. Sholach lehu Rabbi Yeshua lebe medrasha. Rabbi Yeshua sent with this laundryman the following message to the Beis Medrash. Man delavish mada yilbash mada. The one who was accustomed to wearing the robe should wear the robe, meaning Rabbi Gamliel, who was wearing the robe of being the Nasi, should wear it. Uman de loy lavish mada, yemar le leman de lavish mada, shlach mada vana albishay. Should the one who doesn't usually wear the robe tell the one who does wear the robe, take off your robe and I will wear it? In other words, let's bring back Rabbi Gamliel. It's not proper for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to put on this robe of being the Nasi when he wasn't accustomed to wearing it. However, when the Chachamim saw this messenger coming to the Beis Medrash, Amar lehu Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva said to the Rabbanan, Tereku gale, close the doors, lock the doors of the Beis Medrash, Diloy lesu avdei de Rabbi Gamliel, uletzayre le Rabbanan, so that the servants of Rabbi Gamliel can't come in and cause distress to the Chachamim. When this got back to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Mutav de ekum ve'ezel anal gabayu. Better that I go myself to the Chachamim. And therefore, Asa Taraf Ababa, Rabbi Yeshua went and knocked on the door. Amar lahu, and Rabbi Yeshua said the following message to the Chachamim. Now, just by way of introduction to appreciate what he's saying, the halacha is that somebody that's a Tamei Meis, he has to become tar with a Parah Aduma. You have to sprinkle him with a solution of spring water and ashes from the Parah Aduma. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Maze ben Maze Yaze, a Kohen who's the son of a Kohen. Literally, Maze means someone who sprinkled the Parah Aduma. The son of someone who sprinkled the Parah Aduma, he should continue being the one to sprinkle. The she'enei loy maze v'loy ben maze, yoyimer le maze ben maze, and should somebody who he nor his father is a kohen, should he say to the one who is a kohen, me mecha me ma'ara v'afarcha efer makla, your water is not spring water, but rather water from a well, and your ashes are ashes from a oven and not from the Parah Aduma? In other words, the same way that a simple non-Kohen shouldn't tell the Kohanim what to do and how to do it, so too, someone that's not from the family of the Nasi shouldn't take over the job, and we should reinstitute Rabbi Gamliel. Amale Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta, did you really get appeased? I didn't realize that you were fine and you already forgave Rabbi Gamliel. Klum asinu ela b'shvil kvaydecha. All that we did was because of your honor. L'machar aniva ata nashkim l'fischai. Tomorrow you and I will go to Rabbi Gamliel and tell him that he's going back into the job of the Nasi. Ami the Chavim said, Hechi Navid, how should we make the new arrangement? Na'abre, should we remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah entirely from being the Nasi? Gamiri, we have a halacha, malin b'kodesh v'emaridin. You have to go up in Kedusha, not down. And once he became the Nasi, we can't entirely remove him. Nidresh mar chadosh abasa, should they each take turns? One Shabbos, one of them will give the drasha, and the next Shabbos, the other one will. Asila kenuye, it's going to cause jealousy. Ella, Lidresh Rabbi Gamliel, Talasa Shabbosei. Let's give Rabbi Gamliel 3 out of the 4 Shabbosim to be the Nasi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chavish Shabbosah. And let's give Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah 1 Shabbos to be the one to give the Drasha. V'haynu da Amar Mar. And regarding this, we have in the Brisa the following statement. Shabbos shel mi hoisa. Whose week is it? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hoisa. It was the week of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now we know what that means. Since there was an arrangement of every 3 Shabbosim that Rabbi Gamliel will give the drasha, Rabbi Elazar will give 1, they were asking, whose Shabbos is it? Whose turn was it this week? The Gemara concludes the story. The Oisei Talmud, and that original Talmud that asked Rabbi Gamliel whether Meirav is a Rishus or a Chayva, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai Have, his name was Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. The Mefarshim say that we didn't want to identify him originally because it was the cause of a big machlekes, but now that the machlekes was resolved, we identify him as Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. New Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Veshal Musaf and Kol Hayom, you have the whole day to daven Musaf. Am Rabbi Yechinon, V'nikra Pesheya, even though you have the whole day, if you wait past the 7th hour, you're considered a sinner, because the proper time for the Karban Tamid was usually within the first 7 hours, and therefore you shouldn't delay it past the 7th hour. Tana Rabbanan Melatana Braisa. Hayu lefanav shtei tefilas. If you have 2 tefilas in front of you, achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf, they have the mincha tefila and the musaf tefila. The halacha is, mispalel shel mincha v'achkach, mispalel shel musaf, first do mincha and then musaf. We had this earlier on in the Gemara, shezu tedira, vizu ena tedira, because mincha we daven much more often than musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mispalel Shel Musaf, Achkach Shel Mincha. You should actually first daven Musaf, and then Mincha, Shezu Eiveres, Vezu Ein Mitzvah Shein Eiveres. Because Musaf, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only the first 7 hours of the day, whereas Mincha you have the whole day. So daven the one which has a passing time to it, and then the one which does not have a passing time. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan rules, Halacha, how do we paskin? The Halacha is, Mispalel Shel Mincha, V'acharkach mispalel shel musaf. Should first do the mincha, tefillah, which is the more frequent one, and then daven musaf, like the opinion of the Tanakama, and now like Rabbi Yehuda.